God bless you. We'll be doing tonight's teaching. It's January the 4th, 2023. Before you start, we'll go ahead and hear from the boss. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we have your son living inside of us. And we thank you what a privilege it is that we can hear from you, not just through the scriptures. How many generations would love just to have the scriptures in their hand, let alone to be able to hear from you through the Holy Spirit. So if anybody would like to speak in tongues, interpret, or prophesy, please do.
I'll speak in tongues and interpret. Bukuliana eata, sakamayatu no sono ku biati, keana eata, bukuliati, bukuliana eati, sakamayata ku bidiata eati. Rejoice.
Tonight we're going to do a teaching, ages and time periods of Jacob and Isaac and Joseph, and kind of deciphering some things because they're not clearly laid out and you're not going to be able to see it. Dad did a teaching and showed when they said, come down, you man of Elohim. Who was he? Elijah, the first prophet, not the Elisha. And Elisha says, if I'm a man of Elohim, let fire come down. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
What we did not know is, if you read the scriptures, we did not know that there was somebody else there. Who was the other person that was there?
Elisha.
Never knew that. Dad deciphered that through the text. Yahweh didn't hide it. You had to look for it. So I'm going to unveil some things that I've never seen before. And some ages and some things. I never knew these things. And so times and ages. I'm going to give you some handouts. Please don't look at it, because just kind of hold on to them. So if somebody hand these out for me. That one. Wouldn't look at them until we get there. So everybody will need one of these. And then one of these. While she's doing that, if we turn to Genesis chapter 27. So Joseph is Yosef, or close to that. Jacob is really Jacob or Jacob. So I'll try to get closer to the actual translation of our forefathers' names. And kind of like Dad's teaching, you would, through the scripture, if you just read it, was it 1 Kings? I think it was 1 Kings or 2 Kings. You have no idea Elisha's there. He said, Yahweh's just going, who knew that? It's also like Dad deciphered the Gospel of John. Wait a minute, wait, what's going on here? But here in Genesis chapter 27, verse 4, let's see, let me get there. It's not verse 4, it's going to be 41, excuse me.
Going to be what? 41.
Would somebody read that?
And Esau lay in wait for Jacob on account of the blessing wherewith his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father draw near.
How soon?
Draw near.
In this context, what is Isaac's condition? Esau just said he's getting ready to die, and then I'm going to kill my brother. What else do we know about Isaac? He can't see. He's already blind. And Esau, who's very close to him, he's about ready to die. Okay? Jacob flees. And we'll come back to these times, okay? These timeline, these little deciphers. Yahweh put clues here and here, and they actually start putting them together. Holy moly, they all fit! How long is Jacob away before he comes back and sees his brother Esau?
14 plus 6.
Oh, that's 20 years. It's 20 years. And scripture will actually say these 20 years, and we'll go to that in a second. 20 years later, we just started, Isaac's about to die. He's blind. He's not in good shape. He's going to give the blessing because this is it. This is it. Who is he? 20 years later, go to chapter 32. And I've listened to the audio Bible. I've read through, I don't know how many times I've read through the scriptures, but it's a lot. And 20 years later, if you read through, just read right above chapter 32. Would somebody read the context for me out loud?
And Jacob prepares to meet Esau, his arrangements, prayer, and wrestling.
He's getting ready to go to possible war, right? Last time I saw him, his dad's about ready to die. I gotta get out of town. Now he's gonna come back to go to war. Okay, we all know what happens, right? Read right above chapter 33. What's that say?
Jacob and Esau reconcile.
Jacob and Esau reconcile. Fantastic. Do you know whose name is not mentioned anywhere in there?
Isaac.
Did I lead you too much? Isaac's not anywhere in there. Do you know Isaac's alive in this? He's blind. Who's taking care of him? What happens? You wouldn't know. I didn't necessarily know this. I could have if I was actually looking for it. Then go to chapter 34. What happens with chapter 34? Jacob is back in the territory he's supposed to be, and then his daughter gets raped by Sechem, and then his sons go to war with Sechem. Two of them are really wicked, and they murder a whole tribe. Jacob's about ready to go to war. We're going to die. What are we going to do? And he goes back to Bethel. Remember, Bethel is where he first sees Jacob's ladder fleeing from Esau. And then when he returns 20 years later, he's back at Bethel. Okay? Now he's in this land, and they're getting ready to get wiped out again. But where does he go? Back to Bethel. And Yahweh puts a dread on the people because they're going to get wiped out. But Yahweh put some sort of fear. Nobody touched him. Guess who's alive? Isaac.
Isaac's still alive.
Where's Isaac? I don't see him anywhere. You won't. And then go on to verse 35.
Chapter
25? So the kind of all this stuff that's going on, had no idea the patriarch is still alive. Now go over to verse 27, and he's not really the teaching, but I'm going to go to some other stuff. But the verse 27, and Jacob, then came Jacob unto Isaac his father to Mamre, the city Arba, the same as Hebron, where had sojourned Abraham and Isaac. Wait a minute, why didn't he go right to his dad in the first place? Where's Rebecca? You know, what's going on here? I don't know. And the days of Isaac came to be 180 years. You're going to hold on to that number because the teaching is not about Isaac. And the days of Isaac came to be 180 years. And Isaac breathed his last and died. What chapter is that?
35.
35. Go to 37. All the way to 37. Verse 33 and 34, somebody read that.
So he examined it and said, the tunic of my son...
That's right.
The tunic of my son, a cruel beast hath devoured him, torn in pieces is Yosef. And Jacob rent his garments and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned over his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to console him. But he refused to be consoled and said, surely I will go down unto my son mourning to Sheol. And his father wept for him.
What chapter is this? 37. When did Isaac die?
34.
Chapter 35.
It's 35. Guess who's still alive?
Isaac.
Do you know who's still alive when Joseph is taken? Isaac. Isaac is alive 12... He is alive until Joseph had been gone 12 years. How? Okay. I hope I got your attention. Other things. How old was Jacob when he fled Esau? Just guess.
40.
40.
We'll say
when he first goes to Bethel, sees the stairway to Yahweh of Elohim, he's 71 years old. Do you know how old he is when he meets Rachel? He's 71. Wait a minute. All these paintings in my head, these movies and these things I've seen. Wait a minute, how old's Rachel? She's a virgin. Ah, he's 71 and a 20-year-old. How old's Laban? I don't know, but if she's a virgin... And she's 20, He might have been 40. Could it have been that the father-in-law of Jacob was possibly 40, Jacob 71? Then we're going to look at some numbers here, and I have to back these things up. He was 71 years old. You're going to go, not just that. We'll walk through the scriptures. Do you know how old he is when he finally marries Rachel?
90s.
Yeah, 7 years later.
7 years later? He's 77. He's 77 years old.
78.
Yeah, 78. Okay, yeah, 70. I got the numbers here. He doesn't have his name changed until he's 91. When he goes back to Bethel, and Yahweh said, I've changed your name to Prince of El. He's 91 years old. And so, now, if you look at this, not just the handwritten timeline, we'll look at the handwritten timeline at the end.
Look at the handwritten timeline.
No, the other one.
Yeah, if you help her out.
This one. Is it just one?
Okay.
And then, for the sake of time, we'll just, instead of going through the scriptures, we can just read through this. And then we can validate some things too. Chapter and verse. Where are you getting these things? How old is Jacob and the rest of this stuff, right? Because it does not say 71 years old. And you read that, you have no idea yet how old he is. Ages of Isaac is the beginning. Would somebody read that? It's all Genesis.
Isaac is 40 when married Rebecca.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Isaac is 40 when married Rebecca. Would somebody read the verse that's quoted underneath?
And it came to pass that Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebecca, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian, of the plain of Syria, sister of Laban the Syrian, to himself to wife.
Okay, so these numbers are, okay. Isaac is 60 years old when Jacob is born, okay? So, okay. So and then all these numbers are going to come into play.
25, 26. And after that came forth his brother, and his hand fast holding the heel of Esau. So they called his name Jacob. Now Isaac was 60 years old when she bare them.
Okay. There's a hint there. Next clue. Isaac lives to be 180 years old. That's not a clue. We just read that. He's 180 years old. Why is that so important? Because, how old was Isaac when Jacob was born?
40.
60.
Or 60, yeah.
So if, when he dies at 180, how old is Jacob when his dad dies?
60.
120.
He's 120.
Yeah,
80 minus 60. That's all right. So, okay, there's a big hint. So Yahweh just put a hint here. How old is he? He's 120 years old. Okay. Ages of Jacob. Now, which is interesting, I put a little notes underneath it. Bethel and Jacob's ladder, the covenant with Yahweh. He was 71 years old when he does his own covenant. Okay. 28 verse 18, and the dream, the stairway, all the rest of that. He's 71 years old. Now, that's a conclusion of this. The first thing is, first time with Jacob, he served Laban 20 years. Can somebody read 31, 38, please?
This 20 years time have I been with thee, thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast with thee, and the ram of the flock have I not eaten.
Okay, 20 years. The first 7 of the 20 years, he was a single man. 13 years, he was a married man. How many kids did he have?
12.
12 kids in 13 years. Jacob was a busy guy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of babies. That's, you're like, man, a newborn every year. Okay, but, he has 12 years, 29, okay, then you'll see that in 29, 18. So Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, I'll serve thee for 7 years. Verse 27, fulfill this week, this one, then must we give thee the other one also for a service, wherewith thou shalt serve with me yet 7 years more. And then, let me see here. And then the next one is, this should really be on the next page. Another glimpse of his age. You really can't decipher Jacob's age until you read Joseph. Without Joseph, you have no idea. You're in the dark. But he's 130 years old when he reunites with Joseph. than Pharaoh. How do we know that? Genesis 47:9, will somebody read that?
And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my sojournings have been 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, for have they attained unto the age of the years of the lives of my fathers in the days of the sojourning.
And say, so when we know that his dad lived to be 180, Abraham, I think, 175. Okay, as a reference. But we have a hint. How old is he? He is 130 when he reunites with his son, Joseph. Now, Jacob is a... Okay, the next reference of Jacob is... Jacob is 147 when he goes to sleep. 17 years with Joseph. Oh yeah, I just put it. So he's with his son, reunited for 17 years. Would somebody read 47:28?
And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So it came to pass that the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147 years.
It's 147. Now, and now his ages are going to start being unraveled. The ages of Yosef. He was 17 years old when he brought in the talk or the bad report about his brothers. We don't know how soon he was sold into slavery, but maybe he's right around 17. It's not really that important. But he's about 17 then, and that's really not relevant with where we're going. 37:2, it says he was about 17. And do you know who's alive right now?
Isaac.
You know, 7212359. It's my girlfriend from sixth grade. He was alive the first, when he's 17 years old and he's taken, his grandfather, Isaac, is alive for another 12 years.
Hmm.
Do you think did he have any meeting with his father? Scriptures are silent. I don't know. But I would think that the patriarch honor his father would possibly have met Joseph. Wouldn't you think so? Remember when the famines are going on, everybody's dying? Guess who's alive? Isaac! What? What? Yeah. I better be able to back that up. Now, okay. But now it starts, now this is when things start coming together. Joseph, or Yosef, was 30 years old when he sat at the right hand of Pharaoh. Would somebody read the chapter 41 through 46?
Now, Yosef was 30 years old when he took his station before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So Yosef went forth from before Pharaoh and passed along through all the land of Egypt.
Okay, and then we don't have to necessarily read the next one, but we do know this one's common knowledge. There's going to be, the dream is 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. That's 41:53. Why is that important? Because Yosef is 39 years old when he reunites with his father. How do we get that? He sat on a throne at 70, plus 7 years of plenty is 37. He's in the second year of the famine. He's 39 years old. So, Mom, would you read 45 and 6?
For these 2 years hath the famine been in the midst of the land, and yet 5 years are there in which there shall be neither plowing nor harvest.
And so, okay, so now we, so how old was Jacob when he, with Jacob, how old is Jacob when Joseph was 39? If Jacob's 130 years old when they're reunited, Joseph, here that is. Let me see here. How old was Jacob when Joseph was born? Well, if he's 130 years old when they reunite and he's 39, what's 130 minus 39? He's 91 years old. And when he was born, he's right around the same age. When was he born? And without this mathematics, without this, look down, 130 years old when he met Pharaoh. Joseph is 39 years old. You got 30 plus 7 plus 2. You have this. And this also tells a whole story about when Joseph was actually born, too. Because 12 kids in 13 years, it looks like Joseph was born right at the end. And it appears that he was probably a toddler. When he, really small. Then we go back.
He was a child of his own age.
Yeah. 91 years old. The 91. Now we got. Now you see how we got 91.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I got 91. How long did he serve Laban?
20
years. How old was he when he met Rachel? 71. How old was he when he fled from his father? He was 71. He was 71 years old, here to go. So when he went to Bethel the first time, he's 71 years old, and his covenant with Yahweh that's recorded in Scripture, it wasn't until he's 71 years old.
Wow.
And he's 78 when he finally gets to marry Rachel. In 91 years old, and you have this, and then, wait a minute, Isaac, during the famine, everybody's dying. What happened to this aged guy that was supposed to die 40 years ago? We know he lives to be 180 years old. We'll come back to these timelines. I had to draw it out. So we'll kind of walk through some of these things. I was afraid I was going to miss a bunch of this. Let's see here. Somebody could just read my notes for me.
Isaac was around 151 years.
Where are you? It should be under, how long did Jacob survey them?
Yeah, 20 years. First, Seth as a bachelor, married 13 years after Laban. If he was 91 when Joseph was born, and if Joseph was born in the 20th year of serving Laban, how old would Jacob have been when he met Rachel and fled from Esau? Around 70 years old when he met Rachel, when he saw Jacob's ladder at Bethel, if Jacob is about 71 when he met Rachel, how old is Isaac at the time? Isaac is 60 years older than Jacob. 62, so that means he's 91. If Isaac is 131 years old when Jacob met Rachel, if Joseph was born in the 20th year of the service in Laban, how old was Isaac when Joseph was born? Isaac was around 151 years old when Joseph was born.
Remember, he's going to live to be 180.
Yeah.
And Joseph, when was Joseph taken? Right around 17.
17.
Okay.
How old was Joseph when he was brought in to talk about his brothers around the time he was sold? Around 17 years old when he was sold. How old would Isaac have been? 168. Isaac was alive when Joseph was sold. He had 12 more years until he goes to sleep.
Would have never known.
Yeah.
You're going to go, and what's the story with Isaac? Where was he? My whole thing was Esau could have been taking care of him. Esau's wicked. Didn't say, but it does say in 35, Jacob went to go see his father. I'm like, wait a minute, now you go see your dad? Really? What happened? I don't know. We don't know. Let me see here. Yeah, if somebody keeps reading, otherwise I'm going to miss something.
Although Isaac's death is recorded in Genesis 35, he is alive 12 years after Joseph is 17, around the time Joseph is sold into slavery. It was around the 13th year in Egypt, Joseph is exalted. Isaac was alive when Jacob mourned the loss of Jacob. Although Abraham's age of death is recorded, he is alive.
Jacob mourned the loss of Jacob, what?
Joseph, yes.
Okay.
A typo.
He is alive in 25-26 when Jacob is born, and for the 15 years of Jacob's life. I'm not sure what you meant by that.
There's another one that actually, with these timelines, you can find out how long Abraham was alive, getting to meet, one of the things that I thought about when I pulling these things apart was that Isaac could have been there when Jacob was mourning the loss of Joseph. If that was the case, can you imagine? He's just 60 years older than him, and here's you just lost Joseph. You're going to go, dang, man, I never thought about Isaac possibly. We don't know if he's there. We don't know where he is, but there's a chance that Isaac was there. And then when he sold off, and here the rest is going. Isaac's a patriarch. He's a prophet. Mm-hmm. Jacob's a prophet. The interesting thing that Dad brought up, too, that when this is something different. When Joseph is running the kingdom, Yahweh could have told you, hey, he's alive. He's okay. He did it. So sometimes we're going through some necessary misery. You can handle it. But what about their reunion? With their reunion, there's another 17 years. Could it have been that Yahweh needed Jacob to live another 17 years? And that by being reunited at that age, revigorated something? I don't know. We don't know. But what Dad brought that up, because every once in a while you're going through some sort of misery, you're going to go, there's nothing like what Jacob had to do with his son. Joseph is gone. Hey, an angel could just say, hey, relax, he's doing good, he can't write, but just trust me, we'll keep you updated. It'll be about 15, 20 years, all right?
Okay.
Nothing. But there you go, just, and then here's a timeline, and so the timeline is a reference point with the scriptures, hopefully. How I laid it out, you can look at it, but I did two different timelines up here with Isaac. And then you're just going to see how Isaac is going to live to be 180 years old, which is neat also, because how old was Abraham when he had Isaac? He was 100 years old. What I wanted to do is I was going to incorporate Abraham, and here's Abraham meeting possibly Jacob. Yeah, I believe that Jacob would have known Abraham too. Because their lines overlap. And so I think, I knew that because of E.W. Bolger's timeline. But here's the dates. But here's with Isaac, he goes to sleep 180, he's married at 40, has a son's at 60. Then go down here to Jacob. Here's his times, which is really backwards. Yahweh really concealed it. But you got, he's 147 when he goes to sleep. And then I put these other numbers in here. I went from right to left. But, he's 130 when he's reunited. You really got to go right to left with him. And you can subtract that he was 108 when Joseph was sold. Okay? We know he was 17, right around 17. 91 when he was born. He got to 20 years. And I never thought that he's a 72-year-old bachelor working for his hottie. Yeah. Or his wife. Then you got Joseph's ages, 17. You can see where Isaac's life would have overlapped. Mm-hmm. Joseph's in Egypt. And then I put a second one of Isaac to put the rest of these things in there, because otherwise it would have been too crowded. But you see that here's Joseph and all the rest of the stuff. But here's this hidden story of Isaac I never even knew existed. I said that earlier in the teaching. I went off target. I said him through the famine. Now, the famine hadn't started yet. But it was still during the same time. The guy's alive. Would have never known. It's the glory of Yahweh or Elohim to conceal a man. It's the glory of Melech's kings to search it out. And so, interesting thing. What else?
I think it's interesting, Darren. Moshe is 80 when called to deliver Israel.
Oh yeah, those are the time. Yeah, so go ahead.
And then Yaakov got married. He wasn't married until he was 71. So and 91 when his name is changed to Israel.
Yeah, it brings a whole other image of when his hip goes out of sock and he's wrestling with the angel and wrestling with Elliot. How old is this cat? He's 91 years old.
He needed a hip replacement.
But not just that, because I did another teaching. One of these things, it says that he was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other translations are going to say he's plain or he's like a pretty boy is what they'll go, but it's not the word. The word's perfect. And it's in strength and in beauty too. And that's when he's 71. And when he's 91, he's fighting an angel or a messenger or something. How old is he? He's a 91-year-old guy. A whole other picture. When he rolls the stone away for Rachel, how old is he? He's 71. And he goes, but it's like a whole other story he's never even knew existed.
Yeah. Wow.
Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that you are willing to teach us if we humble ourselves. And we thank you for sharing with us everything you've done, and for these words. Know, my children, that I have more treasures than you could ever imagine, and this life is going to be gone so quick. And I really, really, really want to spend more time with you in my scriptures together, because if you could put us first, everything else will work. And I know how badly you desire to have other things work. So please put me first, and I'll fix the rest of the stuff.
Hallelujah. Amen.